was saving for, why I was working, or what I was working toward. It seemed like I had everything I wanted in life, and yet I still wasn't happy. Once money ceased to become my life's objective, I was left to question the purpose of my existence. My soul was being crushed, my life void of purpose, and I knew it was up to me to find a new direction. My only problem was I had no clue what else I wanted to do. I had no passions to pursue, nor any idea what another life would even look like for me. I only knew I needed something different. So, I began searching for alternatives. My most promising gig seemed to be another marketing job working for a water park with a good friend of mine. It wouldn't be the most dramatic shift, but maybe it would be just enough to make me happy. After flying down, meeting the owner, and returning with optimistic ambitions, I decided to take the leap. I quit my job. I hadn't gotten a final offer yet, but I was desperate for change. It was about a week after quitting and telling all my coworkers I would be working for said water park that I realized there was not going to be another job. My friend called me and told me not to do anything too crazy just yet. I was too ashamed to tell him. It was already too late. My unemployment frightened me in the beginning. How would I make my way in society? How do I spend my time? What should I be working on? Life was a much different experience when there was no one else telling me what to do, and I felt caught in the paradox of choice. Fortunately, I'd saved up a chunk of change, and the lease on my room wouldn't expire for another couple months, affording me time to figure things out day by day. I decided I'd ride it out while contemplating what to do next. It's been said that humans need a balance between certainty and uncertainty, between chaos and order. Too much of one, and the ship begins to sink. After my job had fallen through, it felt like I'd traded a cruise ship with a few small leaks for a bottomless canoe. A week had come and gone, and I was still sitting at my house with no job and no clue of what I was supposed to do next. That's when I called Bradley. Bradley was a college fraternity brother of mine. Being 2 years older than me, he was my grand big, and I was his grand little. During college, we were deeply involved in the fraternal lifestyle, playing out all the stereotypes you could think of: drinking, smoking, promiscuity, and plenty of douchebaggery. We shotgunned beers, chugged excessive amounts of hard liquor, and participated in brotherly hazing rituals to gain the affection of our peers. It may be common for many people to create distance from their college-age selves, but Bradley's change was especially noticeable, more dramatic than any of my other college friends. Upon his graduation, Bradley had joined the workforce as a junior client representative at a currency brokerage. This didn't last long, 15 months to be exact. On a plane flight home from an overseas vacation, he had already set his mind to quitting. No 2 weeks' notice was necessary. The day of his return marked the beginning of his transient and nomadic lifestyle, which had continued for the past 3 years, ultimately leading him to the jungles of South America. From what I had heard of his travels, he had spent his time there exploring mountains, traveling far and wide, and even participating in a variety of mind-altering shaman-led ceremonies. Needless to say, he was no longer the same guy from our college days, and at the rate he was going, I couldn't imagine him ever stepping into an office again. That life intrigued me, and it was when I was sitting at home on my couch that I recalled his story, curious about a man living such a life. I now felt the very same things he must have been feeling when he quit the corporate lifestyle. I found his contact details on my phone and dialed him up. "You're doing what?" I asked him. My eyebrows shot up. "Embarking on a 6-month backpacking sojourn and hiking 2,650 miles on a continuous footpath in the wilderness?"